Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with us to the book of Galatians this morning. And we're going to read some scripture there from chapter 1 in just a moment. But we want to welcome those who are having church with us today on Facebook and those who will be receiving the Word of God somewhere down the line on a radio program and reaching those lost people. For the kingdom of God. Our prayer should be today, God, give us laborers. Give us laborers. Let us harvest souls for the kingdom of God today. Because the world, all but just a very few, and the Bible bears this out, all but a very few in the world are working for the Lord and are going to make it to glory. We're not judging anyone who's not going, but the Bible says the laborers are few and the harvest is great. We thank God for the opportunity to minister through HLE Radio and to minister to the congregation. Just praise the Lord for that this morning. From Galatians chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 6. Paul is speaking here to a church that he had established, and he marvels at the fact that the church, as the church today, has really lost its direction. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, being accursed. From verse number 6, it said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto I marvel that God has moved you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. So he's saying to these people, I'm surprised. I marvel at the fact that you have moved from that doctrine that we brought and taught you, which was Jesus Christ and him crucified. And in that process, now you've moved away from it. Paul said, that surprises me. That I marveled at that. I don't understand that. And I believe that's what the Lord is saying about the church today, that has moved so far away from this gospel, so far away from the cross. Then he says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Don't that sound like today? But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul here is visiting a church that he had established on his missionary journey. And this was some years later after he had come back by this church again because he had heard some things that were going on there. The word came to him that the Judaizers, which were really people who were Jews that did not believe in Christ and did not believe in the resurrection, did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And these Judaizers had infiltrated the Galatian church. I marveled when I realized what Paul was saying here, how it is now in our era and in our time And in our churches, not our church, but churches around the world, how that Satan has entered in, and there's another gospel being preached. Something different. You see, these people were the religious Jews. They held to the law. It's so hard to get people to understand that they need Jesus Christ as their Savior when all of their life they've been taught that religion would save them. That's what Paul was afraid of. He said, these Judaizers have moved in here now into this church that was established on the Word of God, and they've taken over, excuse me, and they want you to believe something else besides that which I've taught you or preached to you. That's why he explains it. That didn't come from me. That came from God. I didn't learn this from men. I didn't learn this at the seminary. Come on. But I learned it from God. How? Through a revelation of the Holy Spirit. If you study and read the Word of God, you must depend upon revelation of the Holy Spirit. That is the only way. You'll have to excuse my voice because I ain't quitting. Brother John, we ain't quitting. We're not giving up. The only way you can receive the Word of God in truth, as He wants us to receive it, is through a revelation of the Holy Spirit. This is a spiritual book. It's not given to the world. It's given to the church. It's given to the world for salvation, for whosoever will. But once you're saved, this is your roadmap to heaven. It's given to the church. And it only comes to the church. It only comes through us as we read and study and seek the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation of what God's Word is saying. So these people were the religious Jews, and they held to the law of the Old Testament. They didn't want to change. You have to remember, during that transition period when Jesus came, when Jesus was here on earth, the law, they were still following the law. And it is the religious Judaizers, it's the religious Jews following the law that had Jesus crucified. It was religion. The traditions, the rites, and the rituals of the law. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Very simple. The people were being led away from true Christianity. There's a difference there. You know, a lot of people call themselves Christian. Constantine, as Christian brought out to us in Bible study once, he declared that the whole his whole entire nation were Christians, whether they wanted to be or not. They were Christians. And you hear a lot of talk from every religion about being a Christian. However, there's only one way to become a Christian. That's through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I don't care what religion or denomination a church may be, if they preach Christ and Him crucified, the people are going to get saved and they're going to become Christians. But you don't become a Christian just by listening or adhering to a certain religion or a denomination. It has to be Christ and Him crucified. They were trying to get the people at that time to become Christians simply by listening and taking hold of the old law. They did not want to let the law go. The ceremonies became a substitute. The religion became a substitute for the message. And I believe that's what we see today in most religions. A substitute for the message. What is the message? Paul said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. That's the message. The cross is the message. The blood that we sang about today. Taylor did such a marvelous job on the blood. That's the message. That song relays a message, amen, that is intended for the church. It's the precious blood of Christ because it's His church. So the ceremonies and the rituals became a substitute for that religious a bunch of people who claim to be Christians. Oh, you can put a claim on Christianity. Yeah, but you know the old saying. You can wash a pig and put a ribbon on his ear, but he's still a pig. And as soon as he gets a chance, he's going back to the water. He's going to get all muddy and messed up again. Because you can't change the nature of the pig. I don't care if you put a dress on him. It's pig's nature. So this message is the only message that produces true Christianity. Doesn't make us any better than anybody else. It just makes us special in God's sight. Because He said His born-again believers were the apple of His eye. That's how much God thinks of you if you're a born-again believer this morning. So this letter that Paul writes here begins again to focus on the fundamental doctrine of justification by faith. Not justification by religion, not justification by church, justification by faith. The only way you can receive it, the only way you can be justified in the eyes of God is through faith in Christ and Him crucified. And a lot of people say they have faith in God. Well, the Bible tells us that even the devils in hell believe, but they're not saved. Never will be and can't be. So there's something you have to do with your faith in order to become justified before God. And we know what that is. That's a trip to Calvary. That's a repentant heart. That's an acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The minute you do that, you become justified in the eyes of God. The definition of that has been given, right or wrong, but it says, just as if I had never been saved. I had never been lost, just as if I had never been a sinner. Justified now, because my sins are forgiven. I don't know any place in the Bible where it tells us that a church can forgive you of your sins. Where any other person can forgive you of your sins. It's not in there. There was a sacrifice made in the Old Testament. There was a type of a sacrifice to come, the Lord Jesus Christ, that would not just cover man's sin. Excuse me, it was a remission of man's sin. Take away our sins. Thank God for that. No other gospel can do that. There's not another gospel in this world that can do what God's Word says this gospel can do. Other gospels are deceiving. They deceive people into believing something that they cannot be any other way except through Christ. Paul begins this letter as though he were speaking to the modern church today. It is more prevalent today in religion than it ever has been before. And here, now I know you think that I'm browbeating some people, and no, I'm not. I'm telling you what God's Word says. He said, let anything other than this gospel. He said, if I come preaching it, or an angel from heaven comes to preach it, if it's not this gospel, it's accursed. It's His Word. My job this morning is to try to get you and everyone listening everywhere to center your thoughts and your heart and your spirit in on this gospel. What is this gospel? Christ and Him crucified. The only true gospel. And that's where we must begin. That's where we must stay. So So he marveled that these people who had tasted the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit made possible to them through his teaching of Christ and him crucified. Now he marveled that these people have left the cross, have left the salvation message that he brought to the church. Doesn't that sound like religion today that's gotten so far from the cross and abandoned the true gospel? And I believe that's why the Bible says in these last days there would be a great multitude of religious people that are looking for another way, and there would be few that find the right way. Because to find the right way, you have to read the Bible, you have to study the Bible, and you have to hear the message preached by people that are called of God to find that way that God has given us. And that way, of course, is Jesus Christ. He made a proclamation of it himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He didn't say except through the church. He didn't say except through this doctrine or that religion. No. Me. There's only one that died on the cross for you. The only one that shed his blood. So the question that arises, how could they leave that which they had experienced and go to another gospel? Well, the question is still here today. How could millions who have heard the truth, known the truth, and walked away from it? And Paul, he marveled at that. We do too. How could you have tasted the goodness of God through Jesus Christ for salvation, for blessings, for healing, for everything you need? How could you abandon that and go to a false religion or an apostate church that tells you how good you are and how wonderful you are, and all you have to do is follow these rules, making up their own rules? How could they leave that which they had experienced? Well, the Bible gives us some examples of that. When John was writing his own obituary, you might say. And he was talking about those who had served with him and honoring them. And he said, remember Demas. He came and he worked with us and he walked with us. And he stood by these apostles' side all through this time. And then Paul said he has left the faith. But you continue to pray for him. Now, how could a man like that leave the faith and go off into something else when he walked so close to the disciples and knew the Word of God, knew the touch of God? Well, most of the time it's done because they got their feelings hurt somewhere. Somebody said something about them. Somebody didn't like the way they prayed. They didn't like the way they raised their hands and clapped their hands. And every once in a while, somebody would shout. It annoyed them. The preacher said something they didn't like. So they left. Let me tell you something. If you leave the cross because someone has said something about you or done something to you that offended you, then that person that offended you is closer to the cross than you are. Ooh. Yeah. And you know what? They don't give a flip how you feel. They don't care. They just go around hurting people's feelings. They don't care. Instead of bowing up and continuing your walk with the Lord, you decide that you're just going to go home and sit in the mully grubs. But I'll tell you what. You say, how can this happen to people? I believe it's Satan himself that works in a person's life. If you allow him to do it, he'll do it. You won't know how or why, but he'll do it. Satan did it. He did it then, and he's doing it now. Oh, he's doing it with people. Sure. That's what he uses, people. And those people that are serving Satan now stand in somebody's way to get to heaven. So he plays Satan's plans. I'll tell you, he's got a plan just like God has a plan. And Satan's plan was at that time and is today not to deny the gospel, not to destroy the gospel, but to corrupt the gospel. Satan knows he cannot destroy this book, the message that's here. He knows he can't destroy what Christ has done. But all through the Old Testament, he's tried to corrupt the line that Jesus would come from. Now that Jesus has come, he's trying to corrupt the line that's going to go to glory with him. And that's what he's done in many, many cases today. Joel, well, I'm not going to mention names. One of the preachers of a great congregation today. Now, I can say this because he said it. It's not gossip about him. I'm just repeating what he said. In an interview, was asked if they believed in the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross. His answer was yes. And he added to that, he said, we don't preach it. Now, how can you believe in it and not preach it? But that was his word. And the why he don't preach it is because he would have no congregation if he preached the blood. He wouldn't have four airplanes going in each direction. Or two yachts. Or a half a dozen mansions. No. Preaching the blood of Christ won't get you that. But what it'll get you is a one-way trip to glory land. And if you seek all this other stuff, guess where all that's going to be when you're gone? Be left for somebody to fight over. Might get killed over it even. The greed that's left behind. But evidently these people don't read Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Because here's what it says. And Christian, I think, brought that out just this last week maybe, or the week before. There goes my memory. Anything that adds to this word also adds the plagues of the Old Testament. Yeah, it says that in the Bible. Go home and read it or come to Bible study and learn it. Anything that adds to this word adds to the plagues. And anything that takes away from this word, it gets kind of sticky here. Anything that takes away says that I will take away his part out of the book of life. People don't realize how serious this is. You lose your eternal life. And if you don't study and read and follow God's word and follow Jesus Christ, he will take away, even after you've been saved, he will take away your part. Oh, well, that's what the Bible says. I will take away his part out of the book of life. How can you take his name out of the book of life if it never was there? I'll take it away. This corruption takes place when the object of our faith become something other than Christ and Him crucified. That's why we preach it so much. This must remain the object of our faith. This gospel of Christ and Him crucified is the only true gospel in this world today. There's no other truth. Men seek other truth. They make other truth. But it's not the truth. That's the difference. Satan knows he cannot destroy God's word. So what does he do? He can offer to man something other than the cross. And that's what he's done. I believe it comes under the heading of religion. That's what Satan has offered to people, to get them away from the cross, get them away from the only way that there is in this world. The world knows no peace, has no joy. If they had any peace and joy, you wouldn't read and hear about the news so being so bad of people killing and murdering, going into schoolhouses, killing innocent children, going into churches and shooting people who are in church. No, there's no joy out there. There's no peace out there. And those that do know anything out there about God, they wonder and they marvel at the peace that God gives His children. In the midst of all of it, He gives us peace and joy and strength. So if Satan can change man's heart to religion, he has man right where he wants him. Accursed. Accursed. See, when you leave the cross, you leave salvation. Because that's the only place you can find salvation. So when you leave there, you leave it behind. No salvation. When you leave the cross, you leave justification. Because the only place you can be justified is in salvation, and that comes through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Then you lose your sanctification. Sanctification is that which is separated from the world, the walk that Christians walk, our everyday life, our everyday walking, how we walk, how we talk, how our actions play out every day. Well, you lose that if you walk away from the cross because the world is not sanctified. Can't be, never will be. And any person or any religion or anything that denies the cross loses salvation, loses justification, and loses sanctification. They're no longer separated from the world. They're a part of the world. And listen, when you leave the cross, you leave this divine healing that God... We have people in our congregation. We visit people in the hospital and everywhere else that have come through whatever they're coming through by the grace of God. Because Satan would have killed us. If Satan had his way, some of us would be gone today. Because he's a killer. And he steals. And he corrupts. So no matter how you come about healing, whether it's through medication or now some people don't agree with that, but I know for a fact that God gives us doctors and nurses and medicine. Where do you think it comes from? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.